Dingell defends White House inflation celebration. "We're celebrating things that, over the long term, will reduce prices." By Ian Hanchett on September 13, 2022. On Tuesday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's America Reports, Representative Debbie Dingell, DME, defended the White House's planned celebration of the Inflation Reduction Act's passage on the same day as the August Consumer Price Index report, CPI, that showed inflation rose from July to August, by saying they'll celebrate that the bill does things which could, over the long term, will reduce prices. Co-host Sandra Smith asked, "Likely, we're going to see this White House pressed on what's the celebration? 8.3% inflation today, 1.4% when President Biden took office. And this is an opportunity for Republicans to remind voters just how wrong this White House has been. First, it was inflation's transitory, then it was. Just last month, President Biden saying there was zero inflation. This is real pain inflicted on the American people. What's there to celebrate?" Dingell responded, "I want to say that it's not just members of Congress that are going to the White House today. But it's people from all over the country, because the Inflation Reduction Act is taking a number of actions, which, over the long term, is going to reduce prices. Starting with healthcare costs, capping insulin at $35 per month and capping what Medicare recipients are going to pay at $2,000 a year. And the next couple of years, and I could start to go through a number of things." Dingell added that she knows inflation is a problem, but inflation hasn't increased over the past 2 months, and Democrats have passed bills to address inflation and the deficit. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.